You're listening to SBS News.
Far from admitting defeat, John Barilaro was painting this koala war as a Nationals victory.
There's an understanding, you know, there's a complete understanding now where we're at. And how good is that? That's exciting.
After a party room meeting, Mr. Barilaro backed down from his threat to head to the crossbench.
We've given the commitment that we'll stick to what we call the coalition agreement. We'll stick to what is the cabinet protocols or... And then we'll work internally to get an outcome.
A terse three-line joint statement was also issued from a reunited coalition front. The stoush is over a proposed koala habitat protection policy and particularly changes to what constitutes a core koala habitat. The updated guidelines would force landowners to provide more evidence that proposed developments would not impact koala habitats. New South Wales Farmers Association CEO Pete Arkle explains.
The additional red tape and the additional need to potentially get development applications through local government for continuing or small changes to agricultural activity is certainly top of mind here.
A government report found 5,000 koalas died in last summer's bushfires, and there are dire predictions that they could be extinct by 2050. Environmental groups applauded Premier Gladys Berejiklian for staring down her deputy, among them WWF Australia's Stuart Blanch.
Koalas have won. The Premier stuck up for koalas, and I hope she continues to do that. And we have a broader discussion about how to protect koala forests across the state.
While the koala bill threatened to bring down the government, it could yet bring down John Barilaro. The Nationals leader yesterday offered his resignation to the party, which was rejected. But after this about-face, there are fresh questions about his future. Opposition leader Jodie McKay is calling for Mr. Barilaro's resignation.
It's a humiliating defeat for him. His position is now completely untenable. He has to resign. You can't bring the government to the brink like he has and expect to get away with it.
The coalition says it will discuss the koala bill at cabinet level soon. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.